this visit was organised prior to the referendum result. It takes on added significance today, and it will be an opportunity for both the President and myself to show the government and the country's commitment to the East-West, the United Kingdom relationship, the important relationship, how important it is, as well as being a member of the European Union. We will be pursuing this strategy and looking at it very, very closely.
As Minister with responsibility for the diaspora, one of the jobs you're going to have in the coming weeks is to reach out to those from Ireland who are living and working in the UK and maybe nervous about what the future holds for them.
It is a period of uncertainty, not just for the United Kingdom, but also for our own country, and our strategic interest is to ensure that we keep building on the very, very solid relationships. I will have an opportunity this week to meet with a new group, the Irish Business Network in Scotland. And there is a natural connection and a natural relationship between greater parts of Glasgow and parts of Edinburgh to our own county in Donegal, but also to Ireland. So it will be added significance meeting with Nicola Sturgeon and to see what perspective and what insight they have in relation to what their challenges are in the immediate days ahead. The most important thing here is there is a democratic decision within the United Kingdom. There are different outcomes both for Northern Ireland and for Scotland, and I think it will be important today to hear what they have to say, but it's a new space, it's a new time, it's a new era. There are concerns, there are obvious concerns from our own county's point of view and the border counties in relation to the cross-border aspects, and I certainly will be bringing a very, very strong message to the European Union that we've made gains over the past 20 years in relation to the peace process, and we certainly do not want to go back. We don't need to go back on the progress that has been made, and it's important, for example, the border issue where people do have fears that we will have a presence on the border again, that we ensure that type of facility or proposal is as in as a limited capacity as possible.
Important from the government's point of view that that's relayed to Europe and to the European authorities, because one of the fears is that Europe's going to take a hardline approach to the UK. Europe effectively is going to make an example of the UK, and it would appear almost certain that if that happens, the first immediate country to lose out as a result will be Ireland.
We as a country, we have a duty to the Good Friday Agreement. There has been gains made in relation to progress on one of the pillars of the Good Friday Agreement. There also is an East-West commitment, but certainly the strong message to Europe will be that Europe has been part of the peace process, part of the gains in Ireland and in Northern Ireland, and the border, the very, very real concerns of the border coming back has been the subject of conversation by many people on both sides of the border. And I will be echoing a very, very loud voice that a lot of people have seen the gains, have seen the progress over the last two decades, and we certainly do not want to in any way, shape or form to go back to the days when there was a heavy presence on the border. It's a 500 kilometre border. In real and practical terms, it would be very, very difficult to man that border, and if there are to be extra security measures, it will need to be at the ports and the airports and not along this border.